Mesechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Zayin, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and on Mishnah on Daf Mem Dal Amud Beis, the Mishnah stated, Kol Nishbarim Shabbatayra, Nishbarim V'lei Mishalmin, Ve'ilu Nishbarim V'neglin, and one of those cases was, V'shechenegli Choshel Al Shavua, and on the bottom of Daf Mem Dal Amud Beis, the Mishnah explains, V'shechenegli Choshel Al Shavua, Ketzad, the Mishnah continued on Daf Mem Heir Man Aleph, Acha Shavua Se'edus, V'acha Shavua Se'bekodin, V'afilu Shavua Shav, and for example, if Reuven was Tevea Shimon, that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon was Meidur Miksas, and he claimed, I only owe you $50, so really Shimon would be chayv to make a Shavua Deraisa, but if Shimon would be Choshal Shavua, as previously he made a Shavua Se'idus, or a Shavua Se'bekadin, or a Shavua Shav, and he swore falsely, so Bezdin will not allow him to make a Shavua, and instead they will require Reuven to make a Shavua that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon would have to pay $100 to Reuven, and as we will see in our Gemara, the Mishnah just spoke about those Psulim, where someone was Oiva on a Shavua Deraisa, and the Mishnah continues and tells us that even if someone is Choshal Shavua, because he's puzzled to make a Shavua based on a Din Drabbanon, then the same Din of Shechenegli Choshal Shavua would still apply. And as the Mishnah continued, Hayechmem Mesacha Bekuvia, Umalva Beribis, Umafri Chayonim, Visechri Shvias, Shechenegli Nishba Venoital. And our Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated, Acha Shavua Seidus, Vacha Shavua Sebekodin, Vafilu Shavua Shav. And the Gemara asked that why the Mishnah changed its Lashon, as the Mishnah could have stated, and why afilu shvu shav, and why is it that the Mishnah states afilu shvu shav, and it seems to be that there's a chiddush in the din of shvu shav, and the Gemara explains loymi boi kama that in a chenami the Mishnah is going in a derech of loymi boi, as loymi boi hanach to ispu kriyas mamin, that's certainly in a case where someone is choshal shvua, as either he made a shvua seidus or shvua sebekotin l'sheker, that caused someone a loss of money, and it was rala shemayim v'rala briyos, and certainly in that case he's choshal Shvua, and certainly we would not allow him to make a Shvua. The Mishnah then continues, El afilu honami de kfiris dvarim ba'almuhu loim hemin, but even in a case of Shvua Shav, where it's only a kfiris dvarim, and there is no loss of money to anyone, and therefore it's only Rala Shemayim and not Rala Briyos, so maybe in a case where there's a question of money, so maybe he would not be Choshed al Shvua, and maybe he himself could make a Shvua, and Kamash Mulan, that he is also considered a Chosh al Shvua, and therefore the same din of the Mishnah applies, that Shechnegda Nijbavinoital. The Gemara continues and asks, Belissi Nami Shvua's Bitoi, that why didn't the Mishnah mention that someone was Chosh al Shvua, as he made a Shvua's Bitoi that was L'Sheker? The Gemara explains, Kik Tani Shvua Dichikum that the only time that someone would be considered Choshal Shavua and could not make a Shavua is only on those Shavuas that at the moment that he made the Shavua was certainly not true. And for example, the cases of Shavua Se'edah, Shavua Se'pekadin, and Shavua Shav. However, since when someone makes a Shavua's Bitoi, so at the time that he made a Shavua, it is possible that he would keep his Shavua and he would not be L'Sheker. And as Rashi states, Sheb Daita L'Kaima, and originally he even had intent to keep his Shavua, and even if he ultimately was Oivan de Shvua, it was only because the Yetzer got the better of him. So, and we would not be choshed him, and he would be able to make a Shvua, and therefore the din of the Mishnah of Shechenegli Choshal Shvua would not apply. However, the Gemara asks, this makes sense in a case where someone made a Shvua Spitoi that either he would eat in the future or he will not eat in the future, and that certainly was not sheker at the time that he made the shvua. However, there's certainly a shvua's bitoi l'sha'avar of akhalti v'le'achalti, where he made a shvua that I ate or I didn't eat in the past. And in regard to such a shvua, ma'ik l'meima, so why didn't the Mishnah mention the shvua's bitoi l'sha'avar? And in that case, the din of the Mishnah would apply that he's choshal shvua, and shechenegli choshal shvua, and the teveya will be nishba v'noitel. And the Gemara answers, tana shvua shav v'chol d'dami lei, that when a Mishnah mentioned that if someone makes a shvua shav and he was lying at that point, and for example, he made a shvua al amid shal evan shu shal zav, then he is considered choshal shvua. So shvua shav includes all other shvuas, and as we previously stated, that many times the Gemara will mention the word shvua shav, even when it's referring to other types of shvuas that someone made l'sheker. As when the Torah speaks about a shvua shav, the Torah speaks about it in stronger language, as the Torah states, l'sisa Hashem Hashem al kachal shav, yilo yinake Hashem esa shiyisa shmoy l'shav, and einichinami the din of a Mishnah also applies to someone that was Iva on a Shavuos Bitoi L'Sha'avar. The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, and as we previously mentioned, that the Mishnah continues, Hayechemem Mesacha Bekuvia, Umalva Brivis, Umafri Chayonim, Vesechri Shvias, Shechenegde Nishba Venoital. The Gemara is, Hasulamli, that L'Chayra, since we already stated that once someone is Chosh Shal Shvua that the din is Shechen Negda Nishba V'Neitol. So if so, why would we have to say the next few cases of the Mishnah? And the Gemara explains Tana Psuli D'Raisa V'Tani Psuli D'Rabbanon, that our Mishnah first lists those cases where someone is possible to make a Shvua on a D'Raisa level, and then the Mishnah continues and discusses those cases where someone is only possible M'Drabbanon as he's considered a Gazel M'Drabbanon, and therefore he's possible to make a Shvua only on D'Rabbanon D'Rabbanon level. And even so, the Mishnah teaches us that even so, the same din would apply, and Shechenegda Nishba V'Neitel. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, HaYishneim Chashudin, that if Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon was Meidu B'Miksas, and therefore Shimon is Chayiv to make a Shvua D'Raisa, and it turns out that both Reuven and Shimon are Chashal Shvua. So Chazur HaShvua L'Mekayma Div Rabbi Yesi hold the din is Chazur HaShvua L'Mekayma, which the Gemara will explain in a moment, and Ramei holds that the din is Yachleku, and therefore Shimon would have to pay $25 to Reuven, even though in our Mishnah it's clear that we were gurus that Rabbi Yesi holds Chazur HaShvua L'Mekayma and Ramei holds Yachleku. However, there was a Shaila as to the gear said our Mishnah and which man the Omas said which halacha, and therefore our Gemara begins Amli Rav Rav Nachman, that Rav Yis Rav Nachman Heki Tnan, that what is the proper gear said our Mishnah, should we be gurus like our Mishnah that Chazur HaShvua L'Mekayma do Rabbi Yesi or Ramei Yachleku, or should we be gurus the opposite, that Chazur HaShvua L'Mekayma do Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yesi Aim Yachleku? And on Malay, Rabbi Nachman responded, Lo Yadano, that I'm not sure what the proper gears is. And Rabbi continued, and asked Rabbi Nachman, Hilchasamai, and Lemaisa, what should we paskin? And on Malay, and once again, Rabbi Nachman states, Lo Yadano, I'm not sure how to paskin. And the Gemara continues that even though originally Rabbi Nachman wasn't sure as to who said what, and he wasn't sure how to paskin, but ultimately at a later point, Itmar, we learned, Am Rabbi Yesi Bamiyumi, Am Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yesi Aim Yachleku, the Rabbi Yesi was the man of Omar that stayed Yachleku, and not like the Gears of the Mishnah, the Chain Tani Rav Zvid Bar Oishia, Rabbi Yesi Aim Yachleku, and Ikad Amrin is another version that Tani Rav Zvid Om Rav Oishia, that instead of being Tani Rav Zvid Bar Oishia, it was actually Rav Zvid that said over the name Rav Oishia, Rabbi Yesi Aim Yachleku. Not only what we ultimately push it, Rabbi Yesi is the man of Omar that stayed Yachleku, but Om Rabbi Yesi Bar Minyumi, but Rabbi Yesi Bar Minyumi taught us, of Rab Nachman of the Yachleku, Rab Nachman actually had a story that came in front of him, and he passed like Rabbi Yesi, as Rabbi Yesi in Amukah Imai, and therefore of Nachman passing like Rabbi Yesi, and he passing Yachleku. And Ayin the Mashal points out that this line of Amar Rabbi Yesi Bamiyumi of Rabbi Nachman of the Yachleku is actually part of the Ikeda Amri. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated that if both of them are Chashal Shvua, then Chazur Shvula Mekayma. And the Gemara asks Lahichin Chazra, where does the Shvua return to? And the Gemara brings Machlekes as Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami states Rabbi Seinu Shabbavel Amru, the Rabbeim and Bavel stated Chazur Shvula Sinai, that since neither of them can make a Shvua, so we rely on the Shvua that was stated on HaSinai as a Kol Baruch Hu's Mashpia Klai Yisrael, that they shouldn't steal. And as Rashi states, V'hu Yiparim and HaKoyfim Mam L'Chaveroi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take retribution against the person that is Koyfim Mam to his friend and is actually stealing from his friend. Avol Bezdin Lein Niskakin Lein L'Shvua V'Lein L'Parayin, but Bezdin doesn't get involved and will not make either party make a Shvua and will not be Mechayiv either party to pay. And therefore, in this case, although Shimon was Moedim Miksas and he can't make a Shvua, but since Reuven can't make a Shvua either, therefore neither party would make a Shvua and Shimon would not have to pay. However, Rabbi Seinu Shever Tzol Amru, Rabbi Ami continues that Rabbeim and Eretz Yisrael taught us Chaz Shvua L'Mechuyla, that the Shvua goes back to the one that was originally Mechuyla to make the Shvua on a Deraisa Dika level. And since we know that Shimon was Chayiv to make a Shvua because he was Moedim Miksas, so Shimon really has to make the Shvua, and since he can't make the Shvua, therefore he'd be Chayiv to pay the full $100 to Reuven. The Gemara continues on Rabbi Papa teaches us in our case where Rabbi Ami refers to Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel and Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel, Rabbi Shmuel, that refers to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael, Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Yisrael refers to Rabbi Abba. And as he continues to explain to Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel, Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Bavel refers to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana, as we learned in the Mishnah that Memei Bechini Yisrael Leipar El Bishvua, that the Yisrael cannot collect on their father's debt unless they make a Shvua, and Vilvinim Bar Miman, and the Gemara on Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph will ask, and whom were the Yisraim trying to collect from, that the Mishnah teaches us that they would have to make a Shvua, as Ilema Mileva, as if the Yisraim were trying to collect directly from the original Bara. But the Gemara will ask, Avu and Shaka B'lei Shvua, B'inu B'Shvua, Alachir, since they have a Shtar, and if the father would be alive, then certainly the father would be able to collect using the Shtar, and he would not have to make a Shvua. So certainly we're always looking to protect the interests of the Yisraimim, and certainly they should not be put on a worse level, and certainly they would not have to make a Shvua. Therefore, the Gemara explains explains Allah Kamar that a Mishnah means to teach us Bechini Yisaimin Yisaimim Lay Pearl Bishwa. If both Reuven and Shimon died, and Reuven's Yisaimim come with a shtar and they want to collect the debt of their father from Shimon's children, then Reuven's Yisaimim would have to make a shvua. Shloi Pakdainu Abba Vlay Omalanu Abba Vishloi Mitsina Besh Teresa Shal Abba Shishtaza Perua. The Gemara and Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph will continue. Rav Shmuel da Amri Tabayu and Rav Shmuel both taught us Leishana Lashemes Malva B'chayi Leiva, that the only time that we said this halacha is only if the lender died while the Leiva was still alive, and Reuven died prior to Shimon dying, and therefore his children can make the Shvua. However, Avo Mis Leiva B'chayi Malva, but if the borrower predeceased the lender, and if at that point Reuven wanted to collect from the children of Shimon, then Reuven would have had to make a Shvua to the Yisaimim that he never received payment on the Shtar, and therefore Rav and Shmuel teach us that Kvanes Chayi Malva L'bnei Leiva Shvua, that since the lender was already mechuyev to make a shvua to the children of Shimon, and be'in adam meir shvua lebanav, and therefore Reuven's children cannot make a shvua to Shimon's children, and therefore Reuven's children will not be able to collect on his debt. And as we will see when we learn Rashi, that we will see from here, Rav and Shmuel hold that once someone can't make a shvua, then chaz shvua l'sinai, and ayin Rashi diba maschol kvanes chayi malva l'bnei leiva shvua, to mishosh shemes leiva in leiva malva liparim and yisayim ele b'shvua, the kaim lon in the frame and yisayim ele b'shvua, and ve'in adam meirish lebana mamen shu mechuyu v'lav shvua, and a person can't be married to his children any rights to money that he will only receive if he makes a shvua. And as Rashi continues, alma hoil v'hu mechuyu shvua shalei kabalti chayu zeh, that since Reuven was already mechuyu to make a shvua to the yisayim of Shimon, I never received payment on this debt, v'yisayim ein yichoyin l'shavakein, and yisayim can't make the exact same shvua, and they only can make a shvua shalei pekteinu abba v'ein zu ha-shvua mutol salviyem, and v'gam yasmi loiva in yichoyin l'shavah shaparu avien, and the Yisayim and Leiva also cannot make a shvua that they know that her father paid the debt. And we see that Ka'amar Rav Shmuel Shlo Yiparu, Rav and Shmuel hold that Shimon's children do not have to pay this debt. Now Mo Hamachuy Shvua Ve'in Yechayin Lishav Leize VeLeize Svir LeRav Shmuel Chazur Shvul Sinai Ve'in Kan LeShvua VeLePrayin. Therefore, our Papa proves that when Rav Ami taught us that Rav Yisayim Shav Bavol Amru Chazur Shvul Sinai, that it refers to Rav Shmuel, and Rav Papa continues Rav Yisayim Shabaretzol Rav Abba, that how do I know that Rav Ami taught us that Rav Yisayim Shabaretzol that taught us Chazur Shvul Lemchuvla, that it refers to Rav Abba, and Rav Papa proves this based on the famous sugya in Masechtas Bava Basra of Naschad Rav Abba. And as we know from the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra, that Hu Gavra the Chot of Naschad Mechavrei, that Reuven went and grabbed a piece of silver from Shimon, and also Kamei to Rav Ami, and they came to a din Torah in front of Rav Ami, and Yosef Rav Abba Kamei, and Rav Abba was sitting in front of Rav Ami, and Aisi Chad Sado the Michtav Chot Vamine, and Shimon brought an Eid Echad that testified that Reuven grabbed this piece of silver from Shimon, and Amalei, and Reuven responded, in Chatvi Vidi Chatvi, and while it's true that I did grab this piece of silver, this was my piece of silver, as you originally stole it from me, and Amar Rav Ami, Hechil Daini Daini L'Haidina, and Rav Ami stated, how should a judge judge this Din Torah, as Neimalei Zil Shalim, as if we would say to Reuven, they have to give this piece of silver back to Shimon, but Leketre Sadi, L'maisa, there aren't two Eidim that testified that Reuven grabbed this piece of silver from Shimon, and since Reuven could have stated La'adam, and I never grabbed this piece of silver from Shimon, so based on Amigo, Reuven should be believed that he actually took his own piece of silver, and this piece of silver belongs to him. However, Rav Ami continues, Niftarei, should we say that Reuven is Potter, and he doesn't have to give this piece of silver back, but Ikechad Sada, L'maisa, there's one aid that testified that Reuven grabbed this piece of silver from Shimon, and certainly if Reuven would have claimed that he didn't grab this piece of silver, then certainly the only way that Reuven would be able to keep this piece of silver was only if he would make a shvua that he didn't grab this piece of silver from Shimon. As the Gemara continues, name Malay Zil Shtaba, and if you will see that we should tell Reuven to go and swear, but Kivin Amma Michtav Chatvi Havalei Kegazlin, but since Reuven himself admitted that I actually grabbed this piece of silver, so certainly he can't make that shvua. And in regard to the shvua, it is similar to a case where someone is a gazlin and he can't make a shvua. And as Rashi explained, Lishtabes Hashvua She'id Mechayvo Ye'inu Yochol, that certainly he can't make the shvua that the aid would be mechayiv him moedel chotav aid mechayiv lishava shloi chotav, as the aid echol would be mechayiv Reuven to make a shvua they didn't grab onto this nascha, and certainly Reuven can't make the shvua as he was moedel that he was chotav, and v'gabi hach shvua pasul kegazlin eitzel kol shvuos, and v'gabi the shvua he's pasul to make the shvua just like a gazlin is pasul to make any other shvuos v'holek lemeim lishtabri de chotav. And Rashi points out that why can't we say that Reuven should just make a shvua that this piece of of silver belongs to him, and then he'll be able to keep the piece of silver. She ain't shvuah, we tell us love, as l'maisa this is not the shvuah that the Torah requires him to make. Therefore, Rabbi Ami didn't know how to paskin in this case, and Omali Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba responded to Rabbi Ami, have a mechuyav shvuah, ve'in yachli shava, v'chol mechuyav shvuah, ve'in yachli shava mishalim, that since Reuven is chayiv to make a shvuah, and l'maisa he can't make a shvuah, so we apply the klal that anyone that's a mechuyav shvuah, and he can't make a shvuah, then he would have to pay. Therefore, Rabbi Abba paskin that Reuven would have to return the nascha, and therefore, in our case as well, Rabbi Abba would hold that chazash shvuah l'mechuyav law, that since Shimon was a moed of mixas, and he is responsible to make a shvuah midiraisa, so since neither Reuven and Shimon could make a shvuah, so the klal is, metech she'eni yecholi shavim mishalim, and therefore Shimon would have to pay the full $100 back to Reuven. And keep in mind that in the case of nascha Rabbi Abba, why don't we say that since Reuven can't make a shvuah, so we should say, connect the nishba v'noitol, and let Shimon make a shvuah? And clearly Rashi was bothered by this, and therefore he explained that Reuven is not a chashlal shvuah, as certainly is not considered a gazlan, and the only reason why he can't make a shvuah is because he already was moida that he actually grabbed onto this nascha, and therefore the din of a mishnah of nishba tevei v'noitol doesn't apply, as this was not a case of shechenegda chashlal shvuah. And ayin tesis divam maschal have Yosef Rabbi Abba kamei, that it seems that Rabbi Abba was a talmud of Rabbi Ami, and even so Rabbi Ami referred to Rabbi Abba as Rabbi Seinu Shabaret Yisrael, even though Rabbi Abba was actually his talmud. And the Gemara continues, Amravo kavosid Rabbi Abba mistavro, that's mistavro like the shita Rabbi Abba, that b'teich she'ini yachol yishove mishalim, the Tani Rabbi Ami, as Rabbi Ami taught us from Raisa, that the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim states, Shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim, im leishalach yadu bum lechzri eyu, v'lokach ba'ola v'lo yishalim. Since the pasuk states ben shneim, so it's mashmor that the machlekes is between the two original litigants, v'loy ben yashim, and not between the yashim. And Rav explains, hechidami, that what case are we referring to, as ilema da'amalei manala abba b'yad avicha, if we're talking about a case where the yashim of Reuven said to the yashim of Shimon, your father owed $100 to our father, v'amalei chamshin islei v'chamshin leslei, and Shimon's yashim answered, b'teris bari, that although we know that our father owed your father $50, but we know for certain that our father paid your father back $50, and certainly in this case, mali hu, mali avua, that what would be the chilek between the yashim of Shimon or Shimon himself? In either case, they were made of mixas. Therefore, the yashim of Shimon should have to make a shvua to the yashim of Reuven. And why would the Torah be in this case? Elav the amalei manla abba biyadavicha. And it must be that the Torah is referring to a case where the yashim of Reuven made a claim to the yashim of Shimon that your father owes our father $100. The amalei chamshin yadana v'chamshin lo yadana. And the yashim of Shimon respond with a taina shema, and they say to the yashim of Reuven that although we know that our father owes your father $50, but we don't know if our father still owed your father another $50. And in regard to this scenario, that the Torah teaches us that there is no chiyuv shvuah on the yorshim of Shimon. Therefore, the yorshim of Shimon would only be chayiv to pay $50. They wouldn't be responsible to pay the full $100. And we continue on daf mem zayin and beis, and Rava continues with his raya as iam bishlema avu kai gavnim mechayiv. If you would say that in a similar case where the father would have claimed any idea, then he wouldn't be able to make a shvuah of meidu mixas, and therefore the klal Rab Abba of mitoich she'eni yachli shava mishalim would apply. Then it makes sense that istra krala mifta gabi yoshin, that the Torah had to be mechadish to us and stay at a gzeiras hakosev. Then this scenario, although the yoshim can't swear, but the maisa will still be potter. And Rava continues, eli amrid aviv kai gavda nami potter krala gabi yoshin lomli. But if you will say that in the same scenario, if the father would state any yudea and he can't make a shvuah, then we will hold like Rav and Shmuel that it's chazah shvuah l'sinai, and Shimon wouldn't have been mechuyev to pay, then why would the Torah have to tell us that in this scenario Shimon's yoshim would not have to pay? And certainly it's pashut that they would not have to pay. Therefore, from this limud that Rabbi Ami brought, shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim v'loy ben yoshim, we have a riot to the din of Rabbi Abba. The Gemara now continues with Rav Shmuel, hai shvuas Hashem my kadarshi bei, that according to the sheet of Rav Shmuel, then what will they dashin out of the pasuk of shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim? Certainly they don't require this pasuk in order to teach us v'loy ben yoshim. And the Gemara explains b'boy leilich l'tanya that in a chenami they need these words in order to teach us the din of a different brisa, as the brisa teaches us shim mentafen oimer, that when the pasuk states shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim, and since l'maisa there is only one party that's making the shvuah, and therefore why would the Torah state shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim and melamed shashvuah chal al shneim? And this teaches us that the shvuah is actually chal on both of them. And for example, in a case where Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him $100 and Shimon was made of mixas, and then Shimon makes a shvuah Shmuel l'sheker, then both Reuven and Shimon are responsible, and certainly Shimon is responsible for making Shvua sheker, as he made the Shvua sheker. Reuven also shares in some of the responsibility, as l'maisa he shouldn't have lent money to someone that is chashud, and he should have been more careful as to who he lent money. And ultimately, since Shimon made a Shvua sheker, so it's as if Reuven was involved in causing Chilul Hashem as well. And as Rashi stated on Daf Lamed and Tesla Beis, Shashneim Nenoshim Ba Shloi Dikdik Limsim Emayno Biad Neman Ubo Lidei Chilul Hashem. And Ayin Taisis is Dibel Maschel Cholal Shneim V'nena Shamash Bia Afilu Hadin Imoy Kedapirish Bekudrus Bireish Adayonim, as we just explained. And the Gemara now continues and brings the rest of the Braisa, where we'll see two other memories from Rav Shimon Ben Tafarin, as Shimon Ben Tafarin Omer Azor Lo'ikav Achanoif Minayin Tamalei Milei Sinav Lei Sanif. Shimon Ben Tafarin teaches us that how do we know that the Azora for someone that becomes an agent for a Arias, and as Rashi states, Lo'ikav Achar Minoyev Nasale Apotropis Lahargalo Noshim Leniyev. He explains that since in the Aseret Sedibros, when the Torah states Lei Sinav, the Torah really should have used the Lashon Shchiva, as that is general Lashon of Znus in the Torah, and since the Torah states Lei Sinav, so we dashin as if it states Lei Sanif, that you should not be the cause that someone is over on Znus. And the Bryce continues to dash in the Pasuk and Pashas Devarim when Moshe was giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, and the Pasuk states, V'tiragnu ba'alechem, v'atayimu b'sinus Hashem ha'yisonu, v'yitzionu meretz Mitzrayim, l'osei so'yisonu b'yada emiru l'ashmideinu. Shimon ben Tafarin Omer, and Shimon ben Tafarin explains that the word v'tiragnu is actually a contraction of two words, as tartem v'ginisem ba'olei shamokayim, that you went and spied on Eretz Yisrael, and you denigrated and disparaged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dwells in the tent amongst you, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in the Mishkan that was amongst Klal Yisrael. And the Braisa continues and dashes another Pasuk in Pashas Devarim, as the Pasuk states, Pnu Asu Lechem Ubo Harim Uri Vel Koshkinov Barov Bahar Veshvelu Vanegev Vechayf Ayom Eretz HaKnani Valvonon Ad HaNar Gadol Nahar Pras. And the Torah refers to Nahar Pras as Nahar Gadol, and we know that in Pashas Bereishis, when the Torah speaks about the four Naharis, the Torah lists them in order of their strength, and lists Pisha and Gicha and Den Chidekel, and finally Pras, as the Pasuk states, V'hanar Arvi Hu Pras. Therefore, Shimon ben Tafarin Omer, so Shimon ben Tafarin teaches us that the reason why the Torah calls Nahar Pras the Nahar Gadol is Krav Legabi Dehina Ve'idain. If someone touches a person that's anointed, then they'll be anointed as well, even though Nahar Pras is not as great as the other rivers. However, since it's associated with Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's called Nahar Gadol. As Rashi states, Krav Legabi Dehina Ve'idain Im Negat B'Meshuach B'Shemen Te'igam Meshuach B'Negiyasai Claim a Prasu Kotem Mishal Shnarei Shum Money Etzlam B'Saif V'Anar Avihu Pras V'Kanu Kuro Is Nahar Gadol. As Bishvil Shu Nizku Kan Al Shem Eretz Yisrael Shei Chashuva Nizku Gam Hu B'Chashivos. And as the Gemara continues, the Beir Bishmol Tana Evin Melech Kemelech was some agurus Evin Melech Melech, that the servant of a king is respected just like the king himself. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the next din of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated Ve'ilun Nishbarim V'Niglin, and it mentioned five things: Hasachar V'Nigzal V'Nechbal V'Shir Negli Choshel Shvua, and finally V'Chen V'Alpin Kasai. And the Mishnah on Daf Mem Heyom and Aleph explained V'Chem V'Alpin Kasai Ketzad Loish Yem Loi Kasav V'Alpin Kasai Shat Chayv Li Masayim Zuz, that certainly we're not referring to a person that comes to Beis Din and makes a claim that I had written on my ledger that Shimon owes me $200. Eloim Loi Ten Le Benis Asayim Chitin or Ten Le Poyli Selam Mois Hu Oim Nesati V'Hein Oim Loi Natalnu Hu Nishba V'Neitol. So the storekeeper can swear that he gave this money to Shimon's children or to Shimon's poylim, v'hein nishboim v'neglin, and the employees of Shimon could also swear that they didn't receive this money from the chenvedi. They will also be able to collect from Shimon, and even though certainly one of them is lying, amen ben nanas ketzad elu v'elu b'yilu de shvua shav elu neitol shloi b'shvua v'hein neitlin shloi b'shvua. And as we saw, the Ran was gurus elu neitol b'shvua v'hein neitlin shloi b'shvua. And before we begin the Gemara, let us see Rashi loisha amalei kasav alpin kasi elu bizman sheishu glayim l'davi shabal bayis moida. And it's only referring to a case where there is some reglayim l'davi, as the Baal Bayis was moida that he definitely told his children or he told his employee to go get the money from the storekeeper. And shneim nishboim v'neglim v'baal bayis as the amalei chenvedi loy mehemnuli poilim b'shvua, as the chenvedi will say that I don't have a pre-existing relationship with his employees, and therefore I don't have to believe the employee shvua. And at hamnitu d'loy amrli b'sadi havlu, and you are the ones that believe the employees, as you didn't instruct me to make sure to pay them only in front of edim. And similarly v'chim poilin amrli loy mehemn lon chenvedi b'shvua. And the Gemara begins, Tani, we learned to the Braisa, Om Rebbe, Terech Shvua Zulama, and why would we have this Tircha, that both of them will come to Beis Din? Certainly one of these parties are making a Shvua Shav, and one of them is certainly lying. And Rashi points out, V'le Pirish Rebbe Maisvile, Inutlim B'le Shvua Kabananas, does he hold that they both have a right to receive the money even without making Shvua, just like Bananas taught us in the Mishnah, or Yafsid Chemini B'Shvua's Poilim, or did Rebbe mean that the Poilim will actually make a Shvua that they didn't receive the money from the Chemini, and then the Chemini will lose out? But certainly it's clear that Rebbe seems to hold we wouldn't make both of the parties swear. Therefore, Amalei Rav Chiya, so Rav Chiya said to Rebbe, Tanina, that you taught us in our Mishnah, Shneim Nishboyim V'Neklim Baal Bayis, that both the Chemini as well as the employee could swear, and they would both collect from the Baal Bayis. And how can you now state Tareach Shvua Zulama? The Gemara continues and asks, Kibbul Minei, or like Kibbul Minei, was Rebbe Mekabel this from Rav Chiya, or was he not Mekabel? Meaning, was Rebbe Chayza, or was Rebbe not Chayza? And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya that Rebbe was not Chayza. As the Tani we learned to the Braisa, Rebbe Oymed and Rebbe holds, Poilin is Boyin Lechemvidi, that the Poilin will make a Shvua to the Chemvidi that they didn't receive any money from the Chemvidi, and then they will be able to collect from the Baal Abayis. And as Rashi states, Amo Le Kibla, the Sphere Le Chemvidi Yapsid, Shahir Le Losses Lemba Edim, and Rebbe holds that the Chemvidi potentially will have to bear this loss, as the storekeeper should have made sure that he only gave this money to the workers in front of Edim. And as the Gemara continues to bring the Raya, Vim Isa, and if Rebbe was really Chayza, Le Baal Abayis Mebayle, then Rebbe should have stated that the Poilin should have to swear to the Baal Abayis, as ultimately if Rebbe was Chayzar, then this Shvua has nothing to do with the Chemvini, and as Rashi states, the Ma'lehen Eitz HaChemvini L'Shvua Hayol V'Chayzar V'Goyvim Baal Abayis. However, the Gemara continues that it's not a Raya from this Braisa, as Amurava Rav explains, Poilin Nishboyin L'Baal Abayis B'Mayim Chemvini K'Hechid L'Chsefu Minei. In the Chinami, the Braisa means to tell us that the Poilin will swear to the Baal Abayis, but he will do so in front of the Chemvini, since the Poil understands that the Chemvini certainly knows the truth if the Poil was paid or he wasn't paid, and therefore it will be much more difficult for the Poil to swear falsely, and he will reconsider his position. If the employee was previously paid, then potentially he won't swear at all, and he won't collect a second time. And similarly, Rebbe would hold that the Chemvini could swear in front of the Poil, and this is based on the same exact reasoning as we just explained. And Ayin Ritva, who points out, Pirish v'hu adin the Chemvini nishba b'mamadam k'hechad l'chsef minayu v'chad minayu nokat u'miyu hani mila hechad efshe desno l'kulu b'ir. If the Baal Abayis doesn't bring the other party, then certainly the Chemvini and the Poil still have right to make a Shvua and collect from the Baal Abayis, even though the other party is not in the city. Before we finish, let us go back to the memory of Shimon ben Tafer, in where he stated that when the Pasuk states Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim Milamish Hashvua Chol Al Shneim, we explain this memory based on Rashi, and the Rimei Magash explains Klema Oven Hashvua He continues, Klema Oven Hashvua Chol Al Shneim Oize Oize Shem Nitba Nishba L'Sheka Hare Oven Hashvua Chol Alav Vatavei Pato Vem Nitba Nishba B'Emes Vatavei Hu Shetavoi B'Dava Shloi Hoyloi Etzloi Hare Oven Hashvua Chol Alav Ayin Shom. And we will stop over here.